This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Woo! Yeah, baby! This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse's off today, of course, in Espanol. Claro que sí. But of course, Jesse's back Monday. This is Chris Kroc, your resident, temporary resident, green card resident nutball. And you can call in the show if you'd like. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. And you can follow me on social media, including seeing the new fancy picture that was just put up by, with the help of producer Chris. He superimposed my face over Jesse's face for the promo for me filling in for Jesse. You can see it at Twitter and everything I talk about and play on the air at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. In just a moment, we're going to get into the Hamas terrorist sympathizer, supporter, including, by the way, terrorism. The definition of terrorism is using violence or the threat of violence to achieve political means. The threat of violence or actual violence used to achieve your political means or gain that you want to get, whatever it is. Mahmoud Khalil is a terrorist because he led at Columbia University last year the violent, Jew-hating, Hamas-supporting uprisings at Columbia where they smashed and vandalized the window. That's violence. Where they kidnapped, against their will, a janitor and others, where they said this is a Zionist-free zone. And by the way, what is a Zionist? I'm sure Jesse's mentioned it, but you know, most of you know anyways. But a Zionist is anybody who supports Israel. I am a Zionist. I am a Zionist. And he said, he called for, his group called for a Zionist-free zone. They also... there's more stuff. I'm going to get into more of it in just a minute, but we're going to get into that guy because he absolutely must be deported. He must be made an example of in every single one of these terrorist supporters, terrorist sympathizers, violent folks, and supporters of Hamas. All of them must be deported. But just to finish off a little bit more, here's Trump at the DOJ earlier today, about an hour or two ago. He gave a speech, and here's a little bit of what he said.
I promised my wife I would never use a bad word, so just a little bad. The case against me was bullshit. And she correctly dismissed it. She correctly. Look at Emil, he's looking. He says, that's interesting.
Talking about the federal judge in, Palm Beach, who he appointed. Who threw out the case righteously and rightfully so. Here's Trump some more this afternoon at the DOJ. He was doing the Trump dance to the YMCA in the offices of the Department of Justice, who now, after trying to throw him in jail for 10 years, whatever it is, now has him dancing and being glorifying the ability to be come in there, and I'm in charge of this. This is a great place to be. Look at me having fun, and we're going to root these people out and throw them the heck out of this the FBI and DOJ.
You remember the 51 intelligence agents that said, as an example, that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell came from Russia when they knew it came right from his bedroom. They knew that. It was a big lie, and they knew it so well. They spied on my campaign, launched one hoax and disinformation operation after another, broke the law on a colossal scale, persecuted my family, staff, and supporters. Raided my home, Mar-a-Lago, and did everything within their power to prevent me from becoming the president of the United States.
There you go. That's Trump this afternoon at the DOJ. A few more things on the cuts, the Doge cuts, and some of the stuff that went down with all that today, and cleaning up the entire Biden administration, Obama administration, and now the Trump administration, rooting out all the horrible stuff these folks are doing and the horrible people that are trying to control this country with a fourth branch of government, the state, the unelected bureaucrat state, and remove their power and throw them out if they're one of them. ABC News saying today as the Trump administration hacks away at government agencies, many employees who are cut are left fearing for their future and in the dark about their next steps. Welcome to America! We all live like that. The people that are being let go, for example, today or yesterday that have been let go at the Department of Education, 1,300 people at the Department of Education, slashing the workforce by 50%, they're going to get full pay and benefits. Can you imagine if this happened to you, getting all this? They're going to get full pay and benefits through June 9th. That's 3 months. Can you imagine getting 90 days of severance with benefits and full pay through June 9th? And, I mean, dude, that you don't get that in most places, obviously. We know that. What else is going on with the cuts? Treasury Secretary Bessent said, "We are reprivatizing the economy. We're going to get spending under control. We're going to reprivatize the economy." What does that mean? Slashing the government size and government spending. Do you know, I read the other day, that the federal government jobs, and the jobs numbers you've seen over the past year or two or three, and maybe it was the whole Biden administration, I think, actually, 4 years, that 20% of all jobs, I'm sure it's higher, but that 20% of all jobs that were quote-unquote created are government jobs, one in five. This is how you turn into a Russia, a China, a bureaucratic state where they control almost everything. And this is going to be blown up and eliminated under this administration. Here's more of the cuts. This is great. Here's some of the stuff they're hunting down and getting rid of. Biden EPA officials spent time degendering bathrooms and policing pronoun use, internal documents show, says the Free Beacon. Hiring more gay and transgender employees, degendering bathrooms, introducing gender-neutral honorifics such as MX, which to me is Mexico. Degendering the restroom locker at restrooms and locker rooms. Increasing participation in voluntary self-disclosure of sexual orientation, gender identity. Do you want, and incorporating LGBTQ, whatever, incorporate their employees into recruiting activities, adding gender pronouns and email signatures. Can you imagine being encouraged to let everybody know in your employment place what your sexuality is? What is this? What is wrong with these? This is crazy. These people are just freaking nuts. Do you want to know whose sexuality is what? Were you going to say something, Producer Chris? I thought I heard you chime in. Okay. It felt like internal resistance to the changes. If the EPA said, if it feels like we're being having internal resistance to the changes, we will, quote, educate them. Yes, send us to a camp. I need to go to diversity camp, right? They targeted specific offices where people were misgendered and gave you training. If you misgendered somebody, if you lied and said, if this person's a man and say they're a woman, hey, if you want to do that game, that's fine. And I'm not disrespectful. I'm never disrespectful. I don't ever want to hurt somebody. And I mean that. Regardless of whether I disagree with their views or not. It's not about hurting or being rude or mean. In fact, that's a horrible thing to do. It's terrible. I reject that 120%, but I'm not going to lie. So I've never had that hit me where somebody's like, well, I'm not this, I'm that. I just say, well, what's your name? You know, let's call them their name. You know, but I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to lie. I'm just not going to do that. It's not something I'm doing. 20% of all UN migration agency folks are being let go. 1,000 at headquarters staff in the UN. That's fantastic. There you go. Now they can't help import millions of illegals into our country or do God knows whatever they want to do. All right, coming up next, this is Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly. Jesse's back Monday. Up next on the Jesse Kelly Show, we have Mahmoud Khalil being deported from this country, sitting in a Louisiana jail, ICE jail, and I could not be happier. I'm going to tell you why and how bad this gentleman is, and many of them are being hunted down and must be. That's next on the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Croc filling in. 877-377-4373 is our number.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Crockfilling.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Kroc filling in. He'll be back Monday. Number is 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Mahmoud Khalil. I honestly, if it wasn't for the budget passing, if it wasn't for Trump doing his presser at the press conference at the Department of Justice, this would have led. I am so passionate about this. So the guy that was in charge of the Hamas supporters and Jew haters on the Columbia University campus last year was in on a student visa. He married a woman, I think, from the Midwest, and she is now pregnant 8 months or something of that nature. He ran the protest. He was the lead negotiator and leader of a group called QUAD, Columbia University Apartheid Divest. I'm sharing this from the Wall Street Journal. He was the lead negotiator. The protest glorified Hamas. They put together that, quote, Zionist free zone, a designation that excluded Jews from a large part of campus. In 2024, October, they finalized their support for Hamas. They celebrated again the October 7th murder, rape, and kidnapping of over 1,100, 1,200 Jews. It was the largest Jew-hating attack since the Holocaust. This SOB led this whole thing. And then, if you remember, one of their spokespersons was this African-American guy who publicly said, Zionists don't deserve to live. Now, that's me, and it's probably you. If you support Israel, you're a Zionist. You and I don't deserve to live. That means we should be killed. We're not worthy of life. Even though God gave it to us, we're not worthy of it. Also, their spokesperson that said that apologized. But he, this Mahmoud Khalil, who's being detained in ICE jail in Louisiana, he said, we revoke that apology. We have no apology for that. No, it didn't represent our values or our political lines. Quote, we support liberation by any means necessary, including armed resistance. What that means is intifada. Intifada is violence and terrorism. To kill and intimidate and butcher terrify you into complying what they want. Convert or die, or put you into a position where you're basically a slave, or lock you up and torture you. You're not human. This is the vile, satanic poison that Mahmoud Khalil is and represents. He says he's a Palestinian born by Palestinian parents in Syria. He was here 2 years ago to come be a grad student on a student visa. And as Marco Rubio and many Trump people have said, you don't have a right to come here. It's a privilege, just like a driver license. And you can have that yanked. And one of the reasons that they can yank it, your student visa or your green card, doesn't matter, until you're a full-fledged citizen, is if you support or commit terrorist acts. And this guy supports it. He loved that slaughter of Jews. He loved the killing, the beheading of babies, the rape of the girls and the women. The vile, sick things. And then his wife, his baby mama, his wife has the audacity to say the other day, quote to the Wall Street Journal, U.S. immigration ripped my soul from me when they handcuffed my husband and forced him into an unmarked vehicle. And she also had the audacity to say, I don't want, let's see, I got the quote here somewhere, but basically she said, here you go. She's 8 months pregnant, told Reuters that she's hoping she will be freed, he will be freed before her due date. Quote, I think it would be very devastating for me and for him to meet his first child behind a glass screen. Now I want to ask you something. Did you see the video of, you remember Kefir Beebus? Kefir Beebus was a 9-month-old boy, redhead, cute little beautiful baby. His brother was about 2 or 3 years of age. when terrorists came in and were shooting up, killing, murdering, raping Jews in her kibbutzim, the small rural towns in Israel, some of them within a mile or less of the border with Gaza. Did you see her face when she didn't know what the heck was happening? Half horrified, not knowing what they're going to do to her. Terrorist that this Mahmoud Khalil loves and supports and regales when they kill Jews and rape them. And she didn't even know how to act. She looked left, right, forward, left, right, looking everywhere. And she held Kafir Bibas and his older brother tight. In like one of those papooses, you know, that you wrap around and you hold a baby in. She was horrified. She was terrified. She was scared. She couldn't even, when you look at her, it seems unreal and surreal in the video. The terrorists took the video because they wanted to show you what they did to the Jews. Mahmoud Khalil loves it. He is a cancer. He supports this, and it is satanic. I mean, it's evil. Evil crimes against Jews. And her face is, I mean, she's so surprised and horrified and terrified that she doesn't even, her face is bizarre. It's weird. She's like, what? She's in shock. Did you know that Kafir Bibas died in captivity? Do you know that he didn't even live to be 1 year of age without being a hostage? He never hit one as a free boy, a child, a baby. Neither did his brother hit like three or four without it. And mom and he, the two kids, were murdered by Hamas. They murdered them. And then you remember they paraded the bodies in a coffin? They lied. They said that the Kafir and his brother were in the coffin. And they lied and said mom was in there. It was a dead Palestinian woman, some random dead Palestinian woman they put in there and lied, said it was her. Remember they put the coffins up on the stage? They showed a picture of Bibi Netanyahu with blood like and vampire teeth dripping down on Kafir and his brother and his mom, sitting there holding them in a joyful picture from like probably Facebook or something. And they celebrated it, and all the Palestinians celebrated it. I'm going to tell you why we should not accept one Palestinian from Gaza, not one Palestinian from anywhere in this country ever, 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 ever. All that's coming up next, and more about why Mahmoud Khalil must be deported. That's next. It's Chris Crockin for Jesse Kelly. He's back Monday. 877-377-4373 is our...
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Kroc filling in for Jesse Kelly. It is a lot of fun with you. You can follow me on the social media stuff, the socials, at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show. C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K. Everything you're hearing, everything I talk about for the most part is on there. Plus, producer Chris put my face superimposed on Jesse Kelly's picture for promoting the show. I tweeted out a thing to my fans and such from my Dallas area show that I've done for 15 years here on there, and he superimposed my face over Jesse's face. If you want to see that, one of Jesse's listeners said, "Chris, I look forward to hearing your position on Little Caesars." To which I was like, "What?" And then, of course, producer Chris told me about their affinity. He and Jesse have an affinity for Little Caesars, to which I told him, I said, my daughter's boyfriend, who is here right now, manages a Little Caesars. And I said, unfortunately, we're in Dallas, not Houston, but we would love to give you the hookup. And every time he comes over, I'm like, where's my Little Caesars pizza, young man? Where's my Little Caesars pizza? And, you know, my position on Little Caesars is I never knew much about it or very rarely ate it when I was growing up, when Little Caesars was, you know, massive and everywhere. Now it's like an afterthought. It's weird. You know, I mean, obviously you see their commercials here and there, but here's the point. One of my best buddies in junior college or whatever, growing up in Chicagoland, he loved Little Caesars. And so we would go, plus we were broke. We're in, like, junior college, which I hated. Remember, we hated being junior college. We called it high school of ashtrays. We said we were in the Poison Ivy League. High school of ashtrays. That was my favorite name for. Now they took out the ashtrays. It's even worse. Dude, let people smoke outside. What the heck's your problem? So what? But we used to go over there and get crazy bread because it was so cheap. The sauce is freaking amazing. Crazy bread is awesome. But for years now, I had a sponsor for like 8 years. And I had because they pulled off the whole station. But I was the last one. They dropped everybody except for me because I was their top guy. They love me and I love them. But it was my wife was so mad at me for like 8 years because she's like, you're getting paid to lose weight. And I was. I got paid a lot of money. And if you totaled up all the amount of money they paid me over that time, it was a lot of money. And so the ultimate accountability is when you, because they want you to weigh in like every month or so. They want to make sure you're doing it because you're representing them out there. And that's a great mark of an advertiser. But the moment that the relationship, I have 8 years, by the way, ended, is the moment I went, and I shoveled food down my face. I'm still trying to get back to where I was because I don't have the accountability anymore like that. But it's a keto type diet, so I can't eat bread. I almost never eat bread, except for last night when I had what's called San Francisco sourdough that I bought for my wife, and I put like 3 pieces in the toaster last night and ate right before bed, which is the worst thing you could possibly do. So yes, Little Caesars is great. Yes, I like it. My position is an endorsement. But I can't endorse them. I will not endorse them again unless they pay me. I always like to say that. I'll give them one mention. After that, you got to pay me. Where were we? Mahmoud Khalil and his green card. By the way, our number, if you want to chime in, 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Mahmoud Khalil, he is a terrorist because he did violence and supported violence at Columbia, and he supports terrorism. He gives material, at least physical and open support of terrorism in the media. By the way, he knew he was breaking the law. Here's why. Quote, I'm quoting the Wall Street Journal. Khalil understood his risks. This is that Columbia student that's in the middle of being deported. By the way, can I tell you something? I love that they put his butt in a Louisiana, probably in BFE, in Louisiana, in a Louisiana cell. ICE cell. He is not in New York. He is not in New Jersey, the area he lives and went to school. He is not. He is in Hicktown. No offense to my friends in Louisiana. Much love, particularly even though New Orleans is a cesspool, a lot of problems. I love NOLA. I every 5-10 years I go there, and you can't go there for more than a weekend. It has gotten dangerous. My wife and I went on a cruise. We spent the night in the French Quarter at a really nice hotel. And we went down Bourbon, and even with the daylight, there were people that were harassing us. Some of them got mad and were about to physically threaten me, and I carry. I'm a huge 2A supporter. I know Jesse is, I'm sure, 120,000,000%, and I'm always carrying. I couldn't carry because we had to fly out on a plane, and then we went on a cruise, so I couldn't carry it. I had no GAT. I didn't have my GAT with me. And so I was like, this is insane, because I really did feel threatened with this aggressive stuff. And if you don't give them money, they're panhandling on Bourbon, which should be police. It's not, as you know, unfortunately, with the terrorist attack on the first. You have an incompetent, woke, leftist DEI chief over there who doesn't know her butt from a hole in the ground. Looks like somebody's grandma with her son's police cap on her. But there ain't nobody protecting you anymore in the quarter from what I saw. Where was I, though? Okay, so I love that Mahmoud Khalil is in a ICE cell in Louisiana and totally separated from this woman. He's going to get deported. He's going to be thrown back to Syria or Palestine. There's no such place as Palestine and Gaza. I will tell you this. We should never, and I mentioned that I would get into this, we should never, ever, 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 ever allow anybody from Palestine to enter this country, from Gaza to enter this country, ever. No Palestinian ever. Why? I cannot tell you this hard enough, as much enough, and I say this everywhere I'm on the air. After the atrocity of October 7th, the slaughter, rape, and kidnapping, and then, by the way, all of the women and some of the men had been raped in captivity. One of them talked about it. He had his face blurred and his voice changed because he doesn't want people to know he was raped by Hamas. But men and women, systematically, even the UN reported last year, that there is systematic sexual torture of these women and abuse. They torture and beat the babies, too. I mean, they treat you and me, and Jews in particular, like dogs. Worse than dogs. And after the massacre, a month or two or three after the massacre, a polling company in Gaza, went into Gaza and polled, and listen to this, 72% of every Gazan, 72% after October 7th, supported Hamas. More than 7 in 10 Palestinians love the systematic murder, rape, and torture of Jews, including loving to have hostages that are being sexually tortured, starved, coming out as when they're let go or freed from their hostage situation from the terrorists, looking like Holocaust victims, as Trump said, and he was right. They love that. And they would love to kill more Jews and kidnap more Jews and rape more Jews. Because the people of Gaza elected Hamas twice. Hamas's charter says kill and wipe out Israel. And when these stupid, useful idiots on our campuses, many of them rich or wealthy white suburbanites who hate this country, who hate us, who hate Christians like me, who hate the Jews, who are loving their identity in radical Islam. And I wonder, honestly, if they were shipped over to Palestine, to Gaza, would they love being forced into a hijab? Would they love being forced to not be gay if they're gay? Would they love seeing a gay person hanged in the town square in front of everybody? Like I saw a year or two ago when this has all been going on, they hanged a gay Palestinian in the streets. Would they love that? Would they cheer that? Would they come out and have a protest and then be killed for that? Would they change their mind? Now, that is why, and the one Palestinian congresswoman we have is a perfect supporter of an excuser of terrorism and just a destruction of this country, and sides with Hamas and the terrorists over us, Rashida Tlaib. Never again should one Palestinian ever be let into this country. Never again. And that's who this guy is. He's a Palestinian, a son of Palestinian parents from Syria. And this is a cancer. It's a poison. All right. Coming up next, it's Chris Crockett for Jesse Kelly, of course. A few more things on Doge cuts. Oh, my gosh. How about this this track runner who gave a concussion to and hit her fellow track runner in Virginia, in front of the national world, we saw it went viral. She's calling out. She's speaking out. She's a victim. She's a victim. They had a rally for her today. All that's coming up next. Chris and for Jesse on the Jesse Kelly Show.
What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did I tell you? Okay, I did not tell you. Okay, I was at Buddy Guy's Legends, the awesome blues bar in Chicago, the home of blues, and one night for my 21st birthday, actually, way back when, and with my older brother, and guess who walks in? Dusty Hill from ZZ Top walks in. And I literally, at that time, I knew every concert that was going on, being a massive classic rock fan. And so I didn't think it was him. I thought it was fake. He walked in with the ZZ Top hats, super hot, you know, tall chicks, and with security. And I still didn't believe it was him. So he went to the bathroom. I followed him in, went to the urinal next to him, and I said, Dusty Hill from ZZ Top? He says, yes. I said, what are you doing here? And he says, we have a concert at the Rosemont Horizon. I said, what? And, I mean, once he had me at that point, I'm like, okay. And he talked to me while we're both going to the bathroom, so that was kind of nice. It's a guy thing. And then afterwards, I got his autograph on my T-shirt, and then I asked one of the ZZ Top vets if I could dance with her, and we did. It was awesome. What a 21st birthday, right? But I thought it was fake. I'm like, this can't be him. What's he doing here? I didn't know they had a concert. I missed it. I want to share two things with you regarding the terrorism that Mahmoud Khalil supports, the Columbia grad student who's going to be deported. And this is perfectly legal. It is great, and it's very awesome. And here's what I want. I want a message. I'm not Trump, and I'm not the DOJ or the Department of Education, but I'll say it. We're going to hunt you down. Every one of you terror-supporting Jew haters on our campuses, and the Department of Education, Linda McMahon, Education Secretary, in conjunction with Trump, said they're investigating, as of today, 60 universities for anti-Semitism, for harassment of Jews, for terrorizing Jews, for violence against Jews, and we're going to hunt you down, and we're going to deport your ass. Excuse my language. We're going to hunt you down and deport you. You are not safe, and we're going to come. We're coming for you. We're coming after you, and we're going to deport you. And many of these people are going to be too scared to go out and protest, which is exactly right. But I want you to, so we can deport your butt. Now, we're coming for you. We are coming for every one of you. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm a Christian, but I am with every one of our Jewish brothers and sisters. I am with every one of you. And for every time one of you is at a campus supporting Israel and supporting your right to freedom of speech and your right to exist as a Jew, I want to be there with you. And I want to be with you, and I want to hold up, while you hold up the Star of David and your banner and your Israeli flag, I'll hold up a Bible, because I am with you 120,000,000%. I got your back, I love you, and we are with you. Do not feel alone. You are not alone. And even though I was raised a Catholic boy, I'm not Catholic anymore, but Cardinal Dolan wrote a wonderful, I think he's the Archbishop of New York or Bishop of New York, whatever, what have you. He wrote, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, wrote an editorial in the Free Press. And I'm going to share that with you next. And it talks about the evils of anti-Semitism. And I highlighted a decent part of it. And I want to share it with you because it is wonderful and true and touching. The Senate Judiciary Committee releasing this in the past 12, 24 hours. Reports overwhelmingly indicate Mahmoud Khalil is a Hamas sympathizer who espouses violent anti-American views. Here's the shocking reality of who Democrats are defending. It's on a thread. Khalil is a senior activist for the Columbia University Apartheid Divest, Quad, organization. He was Quad's lead negotiator during the Columbia protest, which caused multiple injuries, property damage, and rampant harassment of Jewish students. Khalil's Quad group has called for the total eradication of Western civilization. Kill us all. And there are ignorant, supposedly well-educated, well-off, suburbanite white people that are chanting death to America, death to Israel, total eradication of Western civilization. Let me tell you one more thing I haven't shared with you. And you can say I'm Captain Obvious. Many times I am Captain Obvious. But let me tell you something I haven't shared with you. When I watched terrorist Hamas parade the bodies of Kafir Bibas and his older brother and his mom's body in that coffin. She was not in that coffin. It was a Palestinian woman they just threw in there that was dead. When they did that and paraded her in front of thousands or hundreds of cheering, Jew-hating terrorist lovers in Gaza, every one of them was wearing black. Every one of them was wearing black. And every time you see Hamas in their propaganda videos or on their celebrations and their public stuff, they're all wearing black. And that is not a coincidence, because they are evil. And that is why they wear black. They are showing us and the world and these stupid, ignorant, Jew-hating college students who are just, they're literally useful idiots that can be taught anything. Kill the Jew, hate the Jew, terrorize the Jew, vandalize this, chain up this guy who's a janitor at Columbia and kidnap him. Doesn't matter, you know, at the campus when they did that. Doesn't matter because, look, you have a movement now. You don't have faith. You don't have religion. You don't have God. This is your God. And we're black. This is evil. That's all it is. It's pure evil. And this is good versus evil. The Senate Judiciary Republicans continue on. Khalil's Quad Group publicly supported an arsonist, Casey Goonan. Goonan is accused of lighting a police car on fire at UC Berkeley in protest of the U.S. support for Israel's military operations. All I can say to Mr. Mahmoud Khalil is, Aloha Akbar. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're forcibly throwing you out of this country, and I love you sitting in a cell. I love that you're lonely and feeling horrible, and guess what? At least you're not dead like the Jews that you support killing. You better kiss that ground in that jail cell that you're still here, because you're going back, buddy. You're going to Syria or Palestine or Gaza. Enjoy it, buddy. Enjoy it. Okay, I'm going to share the Evils of Anti-Semitism piece from Cardinal Dolan, and then we get into this woman who bashed another woman in the head, a chick in high school on the track and field thing. She's coming out saying I'm a victim, even though I bashed her in the head. All that's next. Chris and for Jesse.